You might have heard Congress is tied up in knots debating the Syrian refugee questions and other things like cybersecurity. With a fast approaching deadline for funding the government, though, December 11th to be exact, the question is whether Congress will finish its budget work on time. I asked CQ Roll Call senior editor David Hawkins if other matters were crowding out the crucial budget.
Well, it's not so much crowding it out, Tom, as it is getting on the back of the budget debate, by which I mean the House last week voted overwhelmingly with virtually all Republicans and something like 50 Democrats voted for this legislation, which would effectively prohibit Syrian refugees from coming to the U.S. As a practical matter, that would be its effect. The Senate may take that up as soon as they come back from their Thanksgiving break, but President Obama has vowed to veto that bill as a standalone bill. So instead, there is an increasing amount of talk that this legislation should be the policy rider that takes the place of Planned Parenthood or last week the repeal of Obamacare as the Republicans' ultimate hostage for the budget deal. In other words, unless they're going to put this legislation on whatever omnibus budget package gets written and then dare the president to veto it with the potential for a government shutdown as the consequence. It's one of only dozens, maybe hundreds of policy riders that many of your listeners know are what's getting standing between them and a steady funding stream for the remaining few months of the fiscal year, 10 months of the fiscal year. But it seems to be the first number one with a bullet at the moment.
Now, is there any hope of a compromise even within that narrow issue of Syria? The administration has staked out a claim or their fence, and they're going to go ahead with 100,000 or whatever it was of Syrian refugees. On the other extreme, maybe, is no Syrian refugees, period. You can't screen them. We don't know what's going to happen. Is there any discussions? Are you aware of any subterranean talks saying, well, all right, we understand it's okay to accept some refugees. Let's take a pause. Let's revamp the system. I mean, will anybody give an inch either way here?
I'm not sure we haven't heard those discussions yet. As you know, as probably many people who've watched these budget deals unfold in the past, there's something which I always like to call the breakup to makeup period. There's sort of usually a period where nobody's talking to each other, nobody's expressing any interest in giving an inch, and that usually lasts until the last few days before the real deadline, and then people start talking. Now, that having been said, I don't know. I'm not plugged in well enough to sort of the inner thinking of certainly of the White House on this to know whether they feel like there's any give here. They've sounded as though, to me, as though they think there is a quite significant screening process for refugees in place right now, you know, a dozen-step process, depending on how you count it, with fingerprints and interviews and more fingerprints and background checks. And they feel like there's plenty of appropriate screening that happens now, and to add this yet another level would be pointless and sort of a symbolic signal to the world that this is not who the U.S. is and that we're willing to accept refugees so long as we know that they, you know, we're confident. We can't guarantee, but confident, says the administration, that they don't pose a threat. So, no, I don't know of any deal on this. Meanwhile, as I said, there are dozens of other deals that they do need to cut on everything from the regulation of electronic cigarettes to small ponds as wetlands to coal-fired power plants, trade with Cuba, flying of the Confederate flag in national cemeteries. I mean, the list goes on and on.
We're speaking with David Hawkins, who is the senior editor at Roll Call. All right, let's just pretend for a moment that some of these policy riders or these policy riders will get resolved, and they can move on to a vote on the budget bill with the policy riders that they have imaginatively agreed on. Is the budget work itself still going on so that will be ready when the time comes?
That seems to be the easy part this year because they agreed a few weeks ago to make that job significantly easier by adding $50 billion to the total size of the pie, with the agreement that half of it be given to national security and half to defense. So I think the new grand totals are, I think it's $540 for defense, $520 billion for everything other than defense, domestic and foreign aid. About a third of that goes to labor, education, and health programs, and the rest for everything else. But the addition of that $50 billion, which is about 5%, it essentially gave them a 5% spending increase to play with. And as a result, most of the spending issues are going to be settled relatively quickly, much of it at the staff level. We should understand that when it comes to appropriations, a large amount of the work is actually done by the senior staffers who can look at the bill that, in most cases, a bill has passed the Senate. In most cases, a bill has passed the House. In, I think, every case, a bill has at least been written by the Senate Appropriations Committee. So they have some numbers to work with, and in most cases, they can just split the difference or close to it. And so long as they're staying within that new budget cap that they've given themselves, the money stuff is the easy part.
So with these policy riders that both sides are adding on, in some sense, they could be snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
You know, that is exactly right, and that is why at the end of last week, I think it was 165 House Democrats, so all but about 25 of the House Democrats actually signed a letter which made sort of a very simple point, which was, let's not have any policy riders at all. We're willing to give up the ones that we aspire to, which is sort of easy for them to say because they don't control the process, so there's not many that they're going to get. But if the Republicans would just put policy aside for another day, we could get this budget done in the 2 weeks that Congress has given itself after the Thanksgiving holiday, and everybody could either go home early for the holidays or spend the last couple of weeks actually debating those policy questions separate from the budget.
So another year of smoking your electronic cigarette under your Confederate flag, if that's what you like to do.
I guess if that's what you'd like to do, by sitting next to your polluted wetland and near your coal-fired power plant. Exactly.
All right, so let me ask you this on another topic. Both the Homeland Security Secretary and also the FBI Director, Mrs. Johnson and Comey, have talked about this issue of encryption and communication devices that are encrypted in such a way that they cannot be decrypted even by the issuers of them.
Right.
And they're saying that is a problem in battling terrorism. Any whispers yet on the Hill to discuss possible legislation in that area, which takes a lot of congressmen afoul of Silicon Valley?
That's exactly right. So I think, yes, there are whispers. It'll be a complicated thing because, yes, there is a huge and very politically powerful and growing industry in this country that will be opposed to that. The people who make the machines that you and I carry around and in our pockets want to be able to sell things that are encryptable, and that they want to essentially be out of the business of having to mediate between the government and the consumer and saying, you know, we're making something that the government can peek into. This also, of course, they have a large number of fans on the Republican, the sort of the libertarian Republican side of the fence. So the argument between the libertarian conservative Republicans and the national security Republicans is not an easy one to settle, even at this time of terrorism.
So we don't smell a new policy rider at this point.
That's one that even the most ambitious legislators would say that's a little bit too much to bite off right at the end of the year.
David Hawkins is the senior editor of CQ Roll Call. Share this interview with your colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin. You can follow us on facebook.com/Federal News Radio and on Twitter. Our handle is @FedNewsRadio.